happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
When Jesus ascended up to heaven, he did not leave us alone. He left us the Holy Spirit to comfort us, and he left us with his peace. This gift of peace is a valuable gift. It is a gift given by his hands and crafted by his grace. Join us in this program, The Gift of Peace, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through John 14:27, which says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. Let us pray. Our kind and most gracious dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you would clear our minds and that you would just pour into us exactly what you would have us to know of the scripture. Lord, I pray that you would just pour your peace upon everyone that's listening. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would give us the faith to be able to trust in such a way, Lord, that even in the midst of great troubles and strife, that we feel that peace that passeth understanding and we live in that joy unspeakable and full of glory. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would give us the words to say that would open someone's heart to a full understanding that in you we have peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think that perhaps one of the greatest things that you hear, or at least the thing I hear most frequently that people are seeking in this world, is called a lot of different things, but it boils down to peace. People think they can find it by amassing lots of sums of money because they feel like then if they have a whole lot of money, then they'll be able to take care of themselves and they'll be able to take care of anything that would come their way. So they sometimes equate bank accounts or large bank accounts with peace. There are some people who feel that if they surround themselves with a whole lot of people, that they will have what they need and they will never be lonely. And therefore, they will have some sort of peace. Millions of dollars are spent each year, if not billions, on trying to get some sort of peace, either through self-help books or through psychiatrists and psychologists or through prescriptions. Lots of people are seeking peace. And God uses doctors in amazing ways to do his work and to deliver his blessings. But there is no substitute for a peace with God. And to have peace with God will transfer over to a peaceful life. If you are at one with Jesus and you are walking in his ways and you are walking in his will and you have full assurance that Jesus is in control, you understand the scriptures that says that all things are under his feet. You realize that he never sleeps nor slumbers. He'll never leave you alone. He'll never forsake you. He's going to supply all of your needs. He has a plan for you to prosper you and to give you a hope. All of these things will allow you to have an understanding that there is peace in your life. And when you lay your head down on your pillow at night, you'll be able to sleep. You have a clear understanding of what it means to be careful for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But no matter how good a Christian you are, unless you completely keep in the Word of God and you are staying at a nice regimen of prayer and you're allowing the Lord to constantly speak to you and to remove the world from you as you have the Holy Spirit to comfort you and guide you, you're going to have moments when you let your faith down a bit and you take your eyes off of Jesus and the world comes crashing in and you lose peace. It's the first thing you're going to lose. And when you lose that peace, you begin to let doubt swell and grow within you. But these few moments that we have together, I want to talk about the truth about peace. It comes from God. If you're running from the will of God, you're going to have no peace. If you're running from the conviction of God, whether it be for salvation or to clean your life up a little bit and allow Him to have control and rule it, you'll have no peace. When God chases and pursues you, He gets His prey. We as Christians need to pray, P-R-A-Y, that we stay in the will of God. And He doesn't make it a mystery. From Genesis to Revelations, He tells us what it is. He shows us examples of how we should live. He gives us the recipe for success, which is reading His word, incorporating it, and praying. He tells us to worship with like believers, that we would have testimony and accounts and witnesses of God's work in others, and what He's done for others, He'll do for you. He allows us to build our faith by seeing the confidence of the greatness of God, both in Scripture and in our lives today. There's a peace that comes from God, and first, we must be in right standing. The Bible tells us that in Psalms chapter 4 and verse 8, He says to us, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When you have that kind of faith, as the psalmist David is writing about there, knowing that the Lord has everything in control, you too will experience peace. The psalmist David also tells us in Psalms chapter 29 and verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto His people. Strength can be encouragement. Strength can be actual energy. Strength can be a foundation that you need to build upon. Strength might be your finances. Strength might be your health. But it's going to be the means at which you can stand strong in the face of an adversary, because Jesus is your foundation. And Jesus is your King. And you understand that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And then it says the Lord will bless His people with peace. If you hang out with Jesus, He will give you peace. You may have great worry and stress in your life as long as you're trying to figure out the answer. But as soon as you hand it over to Jesus, and as soon as you let Jesus take control and you trust Him with your life, and you trust Him with your problems, and you trust Him with your victories, and you understand, as little David did, those battles you're going through are not yours. They belong to the Lord. He will bless you with peace. In Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, we read these amazing words. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You want peace? That amazing gift of peace that comes from Jesus Christ? Then trust Him. Believe in Him. Allow Him to have control. He mends a broken, heavy heart with His peace. We don't have to fret about losing His peace, because the Master of the universe holds it in His hands. And He gives it to those who will trust in Him. It's His gift to us. It enables you to face the day with courage and confidence. He's in control. Do you know how freeing it is to know that something bigger than you, something greater than you, something that's all-powerful and all-knowing, that you have a personal relationship, is in control? It's not about what you know. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you can do. It's about who you know and how willing you are to place your life and all that it encompasses in the hands of an Almighty God. And if your faith is complete, you can pray with thanksgiving, because you know as you give your prayers to Him, you are confident that He is going to answer them. And just like He delivered the Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace, He will deliver you. And that is a peace that passes understanding. The world's never going to get it. But guess what? The world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. The world will give you false hope. The world will give you conditional love. The world will let you down. No matter how pretty the package is, the substance from the world will always be lacking. But there is no gift given by God that isn't complete and isn't exactly what you need. And since it doesn't come from the world can't take it away. But we let the world rob us of our blessings and rob us of our peace because we choose to take our eyes off an Almighty God, and we choose to try to believe in something other than who He is. We don't have to understand how He is going to deliver us. We just have to believe that He will. We don't have to understand how it's going to work out. We just got to have to sit back and ride with Him, buckle up with the Holy Spirit, cover ourselves with the blanket of faith, and allow Him to do His work, and believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You can't fight any battle on your own. And He has never lost a battle, and He's not going to start losing one now. He's in control. And our faith allows us to receive His peace. His peace is sure. And we can count on it. You can bank on it. But you got to believe. In fact, the Bible says, all things are possible to him that believeth. He blesses his people with peace. And his peace he leaves with you. Be not afraid. Perfect love casts out all fear. And Jesus loves you perfectly. He proves it time and time again. He supplied your greatest need you will ever have. And if He did that, everything else will be easy. And you can trust Him with your soul. Now trust Him with your life. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Happy girl, she's a happy girl. pretty girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.